the third line on Kufnan Chesam Beis. The Omer Le Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labaya, Tznan, Lo Mesapkin, Lo Metapkin, Lo Merakin, Biyontif. You're not allowed to clap your hands or bang on your chest or dance on Yontif or on Shabbos for that matter. And the reason is because we're afraid that you may come to fix a musical instrument. All these things are only us, or if you do them to some kind of rhythm or to music or singing or whatever. Stop clapping your hands isn't usher. You can clap for a speaker or whatever, as long as it's not in rhythm and not to music or a song. Metapchim, not sure exactly what that is today. Right? In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says none of these things apply today because we don't know how to dance and we don't know how to clap like they used to. They used to clap and dance and do kinds of rhythmic things that were very much associated with playing musical instruments. Today, that's not what we do, and therefore he holds it's not usher today. The Tosfos says that since we're not the key in fixing clay shear, it's enough that we aser not playing musical instruments, but these things are no longer aser, and the cloud they're not aser. And Lamaisa, the poskim say that l'shorich mitzvah you can dance, clapping and the other things are a bunch of imachmerin, again unless it's l'shorich mitzvah. Rav Moshe holds you can only dance l'shorich chasen v'kala and no other mitzvah, because there is a mitzvah to dance. Otherwise, the dancing isn't the mitzvah itself. And most poskim are matir dancing on Shabbos, because our dancing isn't the kind of dancing that our dancing is mostly walking. And clapping, like we said, clapping to rhythm you shouldn't do. But if you do it bishinui, it's also okay. You clap backhanded or whatever, some unusual way. Metapchim, again, not sure exactly what that would be. It's banging on your chest or whatever. Okay, so those are the parameters. Again, there's some people hold that all these things are mutter today, either because it's not what they used to do, or because since we're not b'kiyim b'klei shir, the gzera doesn't apply to us, even though these are taka the things that were usher. And again, it's only usher if you do it in rhythm, or to a song, or whatever, to music. But stam clapping is not awesome.
Banging on the table during Shabbos
news? If you're doing it to rhythm is one thing. Banging on the table to get people's attention, you're allowed to do it.
No, banging during
that's rhythm. No. So that's awesome.
But
is it awesome? It's some people hold that it's good to be machmer. There's plenty of reason why it shouldn't be awesome, because of all the things we said. Okay. But you shouldn't do it. Do it with a shinur or whatever. Okay. So in any bekochazina da avdin vlomrin lomit. We see that people do it, and nobody says anything to them. Even in the time of Chazal, people did it, and what's it called? Nobody said anything. Nobody gave them musa. Or tochach, where it says, "Lo tamei chada amar rava, lo leisid inish, apumid de lechayu, dilma migander lechaytet." A person shouldn't sit mamish under the lechi in a mavui, where he's mamish on the border of where you're allowed to carry and where you're not allowed to carry. Because maybe something will fall from him, and it'll roll out of the Eruv, and it'll come to bring it back in. It'll come to end up carrying in Rishus HaRabbi. The Chorus says, V'okha chazina nami the most v'chatz v'yastin apumid the mevoa, the long reign of Lomidi. Rashi, ein misapkin kath el kath mishum evil. So Rashi says the reason you can't clap is because it's a simen of avelus. That's at least how Tosfos learned Rashi. And Tosfos says the reason is because of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, because then it should be also even a Cholamoid, if it's because of Eva. I understood Rashi, before I looked at Tosfos, that Rashi means that, what's it called, that they used to clap because of Adelis, not that the Isser is because of Adelis, but that's, Misapkin was, they used to clap as a sign of Adelis, but not that the Isser is because of that, that's why they clapped. They used to clap as a sign of Avelis. It's Asar on Shabbos and Yantav because maybe you'll come to Misak and Klei Shir. Not because of Avelis. But Tosfos on Rashi, Mishum Evil means that's the reason for the Isser. Mitapchin al Halev, right, banging on your heart, meraktin l'simcha, and dancing, they dance l'simcha. Right, and here's clear, the Rashi means, what's it called, not the reason for the Isser, but the reason why they did it. So it would seem to be that Mishum Evel, right, was the same idea. He's just explaining why they did it, not why it's awesome. The time of first Masechet is Be'ah Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. And the reason why you're not allowed to dance, Rashi says, is because Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. Apuma de Lechaya, Letisha Ein Nikr Kol Kach, Bein Movi Lushas Rabin. Because there's no doors, there's no mechitza, there's just a lechi, or on the sides, or a kor on the top. So there's no physical barrier between the Rishus HaRabim and the Mavu. So I'm afraid you'll end up parrying from one to the other. If you have something that rolls out of the Mavu, you're going to end up, what's it called, reaching out and bringing it in. Right? So it says, Maisa, people sit there, and nobody says anything, right? The most people who make pots sit on what's it called on the mouth of the mavui, mamish on the border, and nobody says anything to them. So kasha, there's a cloud that if people are doing something they don't really know it's awesome, and you know they won't listen, then you leave them do it. Better they should be shogeg than if you tell them and now they'll do it b'mezit. If you know for sure they're not going to listen, then you shouldn't say anything to them. Right? Sover mina, so he thought, honey me live with the rabbon, it's only by nisud the rabbon. Ava but the raisa lo. By nisud the raisa, you do tell them. Velohi, lo shno the rabbon, lo shno the raisa. Doesn't make a difference. The raisa, the rabbon, the hatosis yom kippurim, the raisa. Adding on extra time to yom kippur in the beginning and in the end is minatora, we learn it from a pasuk. The kochazin on lehu, the ka'achti vishasi, achitech shach, alon rin lomili. And we see that people eat and drink mamish till sunset, till night, and nobody says anything to them. Same reason. They're not going to listen. They don't believe that you have to add. They see if the sun's still up, you're allowed to eat, and they won't listen. Better they should be shogeg than they should be nazed. Rashi. B'Shabbos u'da oster, no, we didn't get it yet. What's it called? So this cloud of mutav shu shogegim. So the halacha is that it's even a deraisa and the rabbanan, again, something that you know the people don't know they're doing. They're shogeg now, and if you would tell them, they would do it anyway and they'd be amazed. If you think they may listen, then you have to give them tochach. If they're not shogeg now, they're amazed anyway, right? Then there's a machlokas. Some people hold better they should be amazed without being warned than amazed with being warned. So you still shouldn't tell them. Others hold no. Since they're amazed anyway, you're not gaining anything by not telling them, so you give them the tochacha, give them the musa. There's a chiyuv to give tochacha also. The basic, the Rishonim say, that it's only by something that's not mefurish in the Torah. Something that's mefurish in the Torah, you have to say no matter what. If it's not mefurish in the Torah, then you don't have to say. So there's a shayla why. Why is that the case? Some learn that if it's mefurish in the Torah, then they'll listen. It's not mefurish, and the people will say, who said, prove it to me. And they won't listen. But if it's something you show them the Torah, it says, don't eat chazer. They're eating chazer, right? And you tell them it's also to eat chazer. And you can show them in the Torah that it says, what's it called, you're not allowed to eat chazer. So then, they can't deny that there's such a thing. And if they're people who are from, so they'll have to do it. So then, this idea doesn't apply that they're not going to do it. They will do it. That's one svara. And therefore, if you know for sure that they don't care, they don't believe in the Torah, so you can show them all today from tomorrow that says you can't eat chazer in the Torah, they don't believe in the Torah. And maybe apply it there too. That what's it called, that even if it's something mefurish by Torah, but you know that people still won't listen, showing them the Torah won't help, could be that you still don't have to give tochacha. There's another possibility why dover mefurish by Torah, because it's a stronger issur. Something that the Torah says openly is more serious than something you learn from a drasha. It's less of a serious thing. So therefore, it's only an iser that's not mefurish by Torah. There's no chiv of tochacha. It's something mefurish in Torah is a chiv. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether it's something that people will do, they won't do, or whatever. You have to tell them if it's mefurish by Torah, it's serious enough in Aveira that you have to give tochacha no matter what. Another difference would be if the iser is mefurish by Torah, but this specific thing isn't. For instance, doing malacha on Shabbos is mefurish by Torah, but not any specific malacha except hotzah, havara, or beferish in the Torah. So are you mechuyev to tell a person not to do borer on Shabbos? If you learn mefurish by Torah means this varied of the Isser comes in the Torah, then borer is part of losasek or malacha. So it's severe out there, you have to say something. But if it's because you can show the person clearly that what he's doing is osir, you can't show him clearly that borer is osir. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah borer. It says losasek or malacha. I don't know if that's malacha. So depends on the reason, those would be exceptions. Okay, let's go on. Chein isha mechaverta kikros. A woman is what's it called, not allowed to borrow bread, loaves of bread, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and whatsoever, unless they say it in the proper way, borrow and not loan. Mara says, Shabbos would also, Rabbi, the whole Shabbos done. Only on Shabbos you're not allowed to loan loaves of bread, but on Chol you are allowed. Lein masnis lo kehillel. B'chor, our Mishnah seems to be not like Hillel. T'snan, b'chein ho yehillel omer, lo sal ve'isha kikr l'chaver, to'at sh'tasen adomim. Right? Hillel said that a woman is not allowed to borrow a loaf of bread from her neighbor unless they decide the price of the bread at that moment, and then what she owes her back is that amount of money. But if she takes a loaf of bread without determining the cost and at that moment, and then she wants to give back a loaf of bread, maybe the price will go up, and she's giving back a more valuable loaf than she took, and that's ribbis. Because now she only has to give back, if the price went up an extra quarter, she also gives back three quarters of a loaf, not a whole quarter. If she gives back a whole loaf, she's giving back something more than she took, price-wise.
Is that the exact same concern if the price stays the same, but she gives back a loaf that's slightly, a few more grams?
No. Something that people aren't mocked on is nothing. But here we're talking about an actual difference in price. Besides the fact that we hold that what's it called, that these kind of things people are not on the chalal, so it's mutter. The nimtzu bosu they rivers afilu te mehila ha ba asra the kitz dameha ha ba asra the lo kitz dameha. In a place where the price is set, right, is one halacha, and a place where the price is not set is a different halacha. Rashi learns ba asra the kitz dameha. I want to say, Shabbos would also, Lomer Haldeini Mishum Michta. Right? We're afraid of personal rights. So on Shabbos, you can't use the lashon of borrowing, of loaning. Ha bechol shari, velo chashin l'ribis. During the week, you'd be allowed to do that, and you wouldn't be afraid of ribis. The afagav de beloshon halvokomerle, even though he said it as loaning. Loan me a loaf of bread. Right? So when you use the word loan, the ribis applies to loans. The asr the kitz to mayat, the kikris lo osri de ribis, shim yokiru yitin mayim. In a place where everybody knows the price, so you don't have to mention the price. It's known. Then you can loan the bread. But if its price is not known, then Hillel holds, you have to establish the price at that moment when you loaned it before you're allowed to loan the bread. The eno mamino, if you don't trust, if a storekeeper doesn't trust the person, so he leaves his coat there as a mashkin. Itmer, halvos yontif. Somebody loaned something on yontif. Mashm over here, be'isr. In other words, he used the lashon halva, which he's not allowed to do. Rav Yosef omer lo nitna li tava. So Rav Yosef says, and again, it could be that he used the lashon halva, it could be used whatever. But if you borrowed something on yontif, so you can't claim it in Beis Din. We assume because of Simchas Yontif, that people meant to give it and not get it back. So there's no way of going to Beis Din and saying, I want the thing back, and Beis Din is not going to get involved. So Shiloh, what that means, that bechlal, there's no chiyuv, that the person, when you borrow something on Yom Tov, people give it, and their intention is not to get it back. They're happy to be mekayem mitzvah and help somebody else. We're not talking about important things, we're talking about little things. And the other shita holds that, no, it's something that you should get back. But Beis Din doesn't bother with it. It's not important enough for Beis Din to get involved. Beis Din has more important things to do, and this they don't get involved with. It's something that you can take your own means. What's enough to mean? Let's say you can grab something back, right? You loan somebody some bread, and they don't want to give it back. And their bread is right in front of their door that they leave, you know, you grab it. So if there's a chiyuv, you can grab it. If there's no chiyuv at all, you're stealing. Because we assume that people didn't expect to get these things back. The Shach brings a raya from here. He learns that it's talking where you did it the Isser. you loaned the thing in a way that was awesome. Shaila is, if you make a kinyan in a way that's awesome, right? Somebody makes a kinyan, but the kinyan was awesome. Right? It wasn't, you weren't allowed to do it. You made a kinyan on Shabbos in a way that was awesome. You made a, what's it called, bought something that was awesome, right? Which you weren't allowed to buy. Is the kinyan chal, or since it's awesome, the kinyan's not chal. He brings it right from here that if it's not nit and litava, that the kinyan is not chal. That what's it called? That you can't claim it. You can't, since it was done by Isser, it's something that's not chal. If it's lechara, yeah. If there's an Isser in buying that property, then one shita holds that what's it called? That it's not. It's machlokas. Whether it is. Ah, no, that's not so. The Gemara in the end says you could be tovei it. Shaila is machlokas. Nice, we hold you could. So he holds it a kinyan be'isr, therefore it's a kinyan. Others hold no, that this is not right, mark Gemara one way or the other, right? Maybe it's not talking where it was be'isr over here. That's a machlokas. Okay, let's get to it. Let's go a little bit further. But naked, the shach's rai is taka that it is a good kinyan. Because in the end, the Gemara says it is nitin l'tovei. Okay. But if you hold it's not, then it would be a rai the other way. Okay. Rabba Amar Nitno Litova. Rabba holds that you could collect it. Beis Din does. Even Beis Din does. Okay. And again, the Shaila is, does it mean that it's collectible at all? Or just that Beis Din doesn't collect it, or Beis Din does collect it, but definitely the Chiyuv is there. That's the Machlokas Rishon. Rav Yosef Amar Lo Nitno Litova. Rav Yosef says that you can't collect it, or the Beis Din doesn't collect it for you. Because if you hold that it's something that you could collect, mamish, right, and then people are very serious about it, then you may come to right. Because you know that you can collect it back, and you want it back, and then you'll come to right. Right, if you say that you can't collect it, people won't give people things on Yontif. Right, and they'll end up, what's it called, preventing people from having Simchas Yontif. So Shaila is, what's more important? Preserving the halachas of Yontif legabe malacha, that maybe somebody's going to come to write, and therefore, either you give it and forget about it, or you don't give it. And then most people are not going to give it. And then people will end up not having Simchas Yontif. But if you give it and don't forget about it, you may come to write it down. So that's a Shaila, which is more probable and which is more important. It's not. In Eino Magnino, Meniach Taliso Etzlo. The Chorot says that the person borrows something on Yontif, and then the storekeeper doesn't trust him, or the other person doesn't trust him, he leaves him a mashkin. I amris bishlom alo nitna litova mishum hochi meniach taliso etzlo. If he can't go to Basin and get his money back, right, so that's why he leaves the talis there to make sure the guy's going to pay. In other words, I really don't have any legal ground to stand on, but I want my money back. So I'm giving it to you on the condition you give it back to me, right? Because I can't really collect it min hadin, if you learn like that. And therefore, I'm taking a mashka, and I'm going to make sure you pay me back. Right? Then it makes sense. But if the halacha is you could go to Beis Din and get your money back, what do you don't trust him? Take him to Beis Din, and what's it called, and you'll... Right? Give it to him, and later on, if he doesn't give it back, you'll bring him to Beis Din. Omar, lo ba'ina v'leikum b'dina v'dayona. I'm not interested in going to Beis Din. I want my money back without any trouble. I don't want to go to Beis Din. What's it called? Until I get my money back from Beis Din, what's it called? It won't be worth anything. Moshev Rav Idi Bar Oven. Hashoche de Sapora. The Chilka B'Rosh Hashanah. Okay, if a person shechted a para, and he, what's it called, divided it up on Rosh Hashanah. Im ho'yecholdish mu'uber mishamit. If that day really wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Zechodesh Mu'ubara means the next day was Rosh Hashanah. They thought the first day, kept 2 days, and they thought the first day was Rosh Hashanah. Turned out that day wasn't Rosh Hashanah. The witnesses never came, so they just kept it as Rosh Hashanah, but it wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was Rosh Hashanah. So that means, and it was Shemitah. So the last day of Shemitah is Meshamit. That's when the debts are canceled. So it comes out that day was the 30th day of Elul, and not the first day of the next year. So the loan was made before, what's it called, during Shemitah, before the end of Shemitah, right? And you gave it out, and the people owed you the money. So the loan was enacted before Shemitah was over. So the last minute of Shemitah cancels the loan. So what's it called? So then it's Meshamit. But in Lav, if that day Taka was Rosh Hashanah, then the loan was made on the first day of the year after Shemitah. Then ain't a Meshamit. Then there's no Shemitah. And you have to pay it back. The Elo Nitnu Letova, my Meshamit. What does that mean? Lamaish is Yontif. Rosh Hashanah is Yontif. Okay? So what does it mean that if the first day was, what's it called, was really not Rosh Hashanah, the Lamaish was Yontif. You were keeping Yontif that day. Right? Midr Rabbanan, at least. So, and you loaned out this stuff, you expect to get your money back. So the halacha is that it's, what's it called, it's Meshamit. It cancels the loan. There is no loan. It cancels the loan. You don't owe the money b'chlal. It only can cancel something that you owe. You can't cancel something you don't owe. You don't need a Shemitah to cancel that. So what does it mean? So I said, Sani Hossam, Digloy, Milsa, Decholu. Lemaisa, when you made that loan, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. It only was Rosh Hashanah with the Rabbana. But Nikar Adin comes out, Lemafreya, it wasn't, you kind of keep it as Rosh Hashanah just in case. But now that the next day was Rosh Hashanah, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah, that day was Erev Rosh Hashanah. You had to keep it Misafik, but Lemaisa, it wasn't Yom Tov. So when you made the loan, it was a chol, and therefore you can collect it. Tashma mi sefer. Okay, so let's be medactic from the sefer. Im lav, eno meshamit. Okay, however, if it wasn't an extra day month, it was really Rosh Hashanah, right? Then it's not meshamit. Why? Because you made the loan on the first day of the next year. Okay? Zi amr spishloma nitna li tova hanu diktani eno meshamit. Right, mashma, that if for whatever reason, this would really be the old year, and Yom Tov, it would be Meshamet. But if it's Yom Tov, why is it Meshamet? The loan is not Nachal. You don't owe anything. Right? Mashma, the only reason it's Meshamet is because it's, what's it called, it's a new year. But the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah makes no difference. Here it is really Rosh Hashanah, so what's the deal with it? So the Gemara says, Ele'i amres lo nitm letava, ame einu Meshamet. Right? But what does it mean? Ain't no Meshamit. You don't owe it at all. Right? It's Rosh Hashanah. You made the loan on Rosh Hashanah. You don't owe it. So what do you mean? Ain't no Meshamit. Ain't no Meshamit means you have to pay it back. You don't have to pay it back. Mar says, no. That if the guy wants to give it to you, you're allowed to take it. Right? Not that you can demand it. He doesn't owe it to you. But if he wants to give it to you, since it's not... It was after Shemitah, you could take it. Right? Michlal, the Reishi, Yoyev, Lo Shokel. In the case where it is Meshamet, if the guy wants to give it to you, what's it called? You can't take it? Is that the halacha? If somebody has a loan that Shemitah dissolved, and the guy wants to pay it back, you're not allowed to take it from him? Where it says, Yoyev, Lo Shokel, Reishi, Tzorech, Lemeimer, Le Meshamet, Ani, Shefa, Lo Tzorech, Lemeimer, Le Meshamet, Ani. Where it says, you're allowed to take it. But in a case where the loan is dissolved because of Shemitah, if the person wants to pay you back, you have to say, I'm mochalit, not I'm mochalit, but meshamet, I'm foregoing it. And then if the guy wants to give it back anyway, you can take it. But in the case where it's not meshamet, right, then he don't have to say anything. If he wants to give it to you, he doesn't have to give it to you because it's Yom Tov. If he wants to give it to you, you don't have to tell him beforehand meshamet because there's no Shemitah. You can take it, just start. Right? The guy wants to pay you a loan. He made on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can take it without anything. But if it's Shemitah, then you can't take it without saying Meshamet Ani. Kiddushan, Hamaser Chol B'Shvias. The person wants to give back a loan that Shemitah dissolved. Yomer Lo Meshamet Ani. The Malva has to say, I forego it because of Shemitah. And Omer Lo Atal Pikein Yikavli Menef. The guy says, I know that. And I know I don't have to give it back to you, but I want to do it anyway, then he's allowed to take it. Mishum shenemar v'zeh dvar ha-shemitah. It's enough by Shemitah just to say it. Right? You don't have to actually not take it. As long as you said that you're foregoing it, that you already makayim your mitzvah Shemitah. Rav Avya shokel mashkona. Rav Avya took a mashkon, right? If he loaned something to somebody in Yom Tov, he used to take a mashkon for it. Because either he held that, what's it called, you can collect it, and he wanted to make sure he could collect it, or he wanted to make sure the guy paid him back. Rabba Barula Mari Mirume, right? After Yontif, he would take something, right, and hold on to it until the guy paid him back. So from here, it's mashma. Either they held that you could be Toveya it, and they wanted a guarantee, or they held like the first shot in not being Toveya, that Beis Din can't do anything, but you can grab it, or whatever. So it's not clear why they held like that, and there's a machlokas taka in the poskim whether it can be Toveya or not. First of all, the Ramah brings on Rabbi Rucham that even though we're talking about Yontif over here, and we're talking about Simchas Yontif, the same halacha applies to Shabbos. The Sfasemis says, the Chassam Sofer says, that it may be that it does this halacha doesn't apply to Shabbos. The whole reason is only because of Simchas Yontif. It shouldn't be Mavakal Simchas Yontif. People should loan things to each other, and therefore, what's it called, if you are not able to be Toveya, people won't loan it. But on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah simcha. So it could be that this doesn't apply to Shabbos, but halacha-wise, it seems like it does apply in Shabbos. The Rith, what's called, brings down two different opinions. Some poskim passing like Rav Yosef against Rava, and some passing like Rava against what's it called, Rav Yosef, because he's a Basra. And Tosfos says the Girsa Rabba. And then the halacha is like Rabba, because Rabba and Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba. So, and the Rambam also passes like Rabba, that you're allowed to be Toveya, and the Shulchan Aruch also holds you're allowed to be Toveya, and that would mean that even Beis Din, you can go to Beis Din and get it back. Okay, and then we said there's Machlokas, whether the one who holds Rav Yosef, that you can't be Toveya, does that mean Beis Din doesn't get involved? Or that means Bechlal, there's no Chiyuv. We said the Shach already. The Chain Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan. Same thing, Erev Pesach, fell on Shabbos, and you didn't, you forgot to buy your Korban Pesach, so you can take it, borrow it, or whatever, and leave a mashkin if the guy doesn't remind you, or doesn't believe you, and then pay for it after Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan. Mat Bishovim Pistol B'Shabbos, the Chagigos of Yontif. Person is allowed to be, even though normally you don't make Hegdish, on Shabbos or Yontif, but if a person has a Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you're allowed to be Makdish the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, because it's L'dvar Mitzvah, it's a Chiyu. Right? Same thing goes, you normally aren't allowed to make Hefker on Shabbos or Yontif, but if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and you have Chometz left, and you have nothing to do with it, if you have to sell your Chometz, you can be Mafker the Chometz too. So I'm told you can even sell it on what's it called on Shabbos, because it's L'dvar Mitzvah. Name of the Sayyele. Let's see that this, our Mishnah is a proof to that, that you're allowed to be Makdish your Korban Pesach on Shabbos. The Chain Erev Pesach, Yerushalayim, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Meiniach Taliso Etzlo, the Noteles Pitzcho, also Melchesh B'Machar Yontif. It's talking, we forgot to buy your Korban Pesach, and you're buying it now on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Okay? So the problem of buying it, or getting it without giving the money, and what's it called, getting it as a loan, and then paying back afterwards, that's one problem. There's another problem. This animal, you weren't makdish. You're buying a regular animal now. So, in order to make it a Korban Pesach, you have to be makdish it. And it's Shabbos. By Yisrael, you're allowed to be makdish, Korban Pesach, on Shabbos. Hachamay Eskinon, v'mamana acherim imu al pischo, v'mikorim nikdash v'koy. No, there's no right. It's not talking where you bought an animal for a Korban Pesach, for a chabura, and you're makdish it now. It's talking where somebody already was makdish a Korban Pesach for a chabura. Until it's shechted, you can add more people. The guy wants to buy a share in this Korban Pesach. He wants a portion. So you pay for the portion. Right? They have big groups, and everybody paid for the, what's it called, the portion that they got. So you forgot to get a portion. So you're buying into a Korban Pesach that already was muktish before Yotis, no, before Shabbos. No raya that you're being muktish it now on Shabbos. You're not allowed to buy into an animal on Yontif. It's also Mekach u'Memker, right? So vice versa, if you're allowed to do that, then you're allowed to do it, what's it called, on Shabbos too, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do anything here. Over here, this guy always goes together with this group for every Pesach. Every Pesach, they have Pesach together. So he's expecting him. So since it's clear that this guy is going to buy in, it's like he had him in mind to begin with, and then it's not awesome. But to be mocked, this shit could be as awesome. A guy is allowed to go to a shepherd who he usually gets his carbon Pesach from on Shabbos, right, when Erev Pesach, and what's it called, he gives him a tle on, what's it called, on Shabbos, and he can be makdish it, master of affairs. Not only can you take this the tle, you can be makdish it too. Even the regular slatushle mikora, right? What's it called? The roe was already makdishit. He knows this guy's going to come. He knows he's a schlepper. He always waits till the last minute. So he was makdishit erev Shabbos for the sake of this guy. So it's already hektish. And then when the guy comes, he gives him the one. He said, I remembered that you always come late, right? I was makdishit yesterday for you. It's yours now. All right, the Gemara says, what's it called? It says that he can be makdish it. Masha wasn't hektish. He takes it and he's makdish it. Mara says, ilumid rabbanan. That's not an extra hider. That the bailim should be makdish himself. It already was hektish. So there's no issur of being makdish something that already was hektish. The makdish it, we're afraid it looks like making something new or whatever. But what's it called? That they asked. But when the thing was really hektish, there's a special hider that the bailim should be makdish it too. So you're makdish it again. But it already was a hektish thing. That's not awesome. Rav Yochanan always said the halacha is like the stam mishnah. We had this before. And now we're going to ask a question. How could Rav Yochanan therefore say that a person is, what's it called, person is already makdish his korban pesach on Shabbos, right? Rav Yochanan, the mishnah says, lo makdishin, v'lo marichin, v'lo machrimin, v'lo magbiim trumas u'maisres, kol elu b'yantif omru kal v'chom v'shabbos. And the stam mishnah says you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you're allowed to be makdish korban Pesach and Erev Pesach on Shabbos when he always passes like the stam mishnah, and this stam mishnah says that you can't? Lokasha, kan b'chovo shekavu lemzman, kan b'chovo shekavu lemzman. When can't you be makdish an animal if you don't have to bring it on that day? Then you're not allowed to be makdish it. But if you have an animal you have to bring on that day, okay, it's Docha Shabbos, and you weren't makdish it, then an animal you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, you're already makdish on Shabbos too. An animal that you don't have to bring on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you could bring it the next day. You don't have to bring it that day, right? So it's not Docha Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can't be makdish it on Shabbos or Yom Tov for the next day. But if that day is the chiyuv to bring it, like Korban Pesach, then you can be makdish it. See Rashi. We're all the way back here. Lo nitnu li tava v'beizdin. She'ein beizdin yiskakin lala olam. Rashi's mashma that you can't collect it means in beizdin. Beizdin never gets involved in this. It's not important enough for beizdin to get involved in, right? But it's collectible according to Rashi. Others hold, no, b'chlal, you can't collect it. V'dina v'dayna, the Rashi says, like it's mashma from Rashi also. V'dina v'dayna, lo lovo v'din v'lo libra dayin v'la tri'ich asasma. The Gemara says, if you can't collect it, then why do you leave your talus, right? So Sarah says, no. The guy doesn't want to go to Beis. He could collect it. He doesn't want the trouble of going to Beis. So he wants to make sure he can collect it by making the tonight with the guy and leaving his talus. Hashochet is a part of the chilk of Rosh Hashanah, shal motzei shvius. Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the 8th year. Lelochim v'hakofa, right? The people bought it on credit, okay? The Kaimalon Shvius Mishanetis the sofa, the Sidney case. So not all credit is liable to the halachas of Shvius, of what's it called, of the Shemitah taking away the loan. It has to be a loan. Hakafas Chanus is machlokis, whether Shalmi or whatever, whether that's called a loan or not. You buy something in a store and you owe, or you owe wages to somebody. Right? So you owe them a debt, but it's not because of a loan that they made. You owe them because they worked. You owe them because you bought something in the store. They didn't loan you any money. You bought things on credit. And that's not a loan. They didn't loan you anything. They sold you something. You didn't pay them back. So some hold that Hakafas Chanus is not Mishamik, it's not a loan. Only loans this applies to. Others hold, no, that's called a loan. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. But everybody holds that if you made it into a loan, in other words, the store has a 30 days credit. So within the 30 days, not a loan. It's just you're not machlokas to pay. You took it on credit. After 30 days, you're supposed to pay up. If you don't pay up, then the storekeeper makes it into a loan. Now he's loaning you the money that you really owe him. Now it becomes a loan. It's no longer credit on goods. It's a loan now because the debt came due. Now it became a regular loan. That it is mishamed. So if you were zokif a lava milga, you made it into a loan. You didn't keep it on the regular credit rate. You refinance the thing into a real loan. Then it's mishamed according to everybody. It turned out that Elul was Mu'ubar, and they made Rosh Hashanah 2 days, Misham, the Yom Tov Rishon, shall sof Shviyas Hoya, because it comes out it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't really Rosh Hashanah. The Nimtza Zu Halva Shviyas. So now it comes out that the Halva was made during Shemitah, and not after Shemitah. Din Lav, Havyoi Halvas Mosoi Shviyas. And if not, then the first day was really Rosh Hashanah, then the Halva was made on the first day of the next year. So it's not Mishamah until 7 years later. They know Mishamah. Lo garsini marnus v'shlomo. Okay, ha garsini, im lo nitnu li tova my Mishamah. Ho al vein bezdin is kocking l'kofo, shmuta hi valnenis. Since bezdin will not, what's it called, collect it, it's already shumbled. You can't collect it. The chol hu, shari chodesh mu'ubar, v'lo havi yontif av l'mocher, hilkachi, lav d'shvias hu, havi gadeh. What's it called? The Maisa, the Gemara says, but if it's Yontif, you can't collect. He said, it wasn't Yontif. If it was really not the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it was only the first day of Rosh Hashanah because of the Safek, then when there's a second day, there is no first day. So then what's it called? Then it wasn't Yontif, I'm afraid. So when you made the loan, it wasn't Yontif. Even though you celebrated as Yontif, but it turns out now, I'm afraid it wasn't Yontif. The imlav ain't a mishamit, alma nitna li tova. Mishani, mayin a mishamit, di yoy vayshoko. Ain't a chenami. It's not what you call. Ain't a mishamit means that if the guy wants to give it to you, you can take it. Mashenkin, with the shmita, you have to tell him first, I don't want it. Michlav the reisha, yoy vayshoko bitnio. You're allowed to take something back if the guy wants to give it to you. Versus reisha, the halvor shviyasi, inomi yoy vaylo vetsarich lememer le malva mishamitani. If it was something that Shemitah would take care of. Even if the guy wants to give it back to you, you don't have to demand it from him. But you have to say, I'm a Shamit. If it's not Shemitah, then you don't have to say that. But in either case, the guy doesn't have to give it back to you because it was Yotah. V'im omer lo v'afu p'kei, neni chotet shishmetem, yukabu menu, tvar ha-shmita, afilu makabu chobo, yashkir lo shmita b'diburo. Even if you end up taking it, you have to mention Shemitah, tvar ha-shmita. Shokul mashkona b'shas avo, me'avos Yotah. Loan somebody something on Yontif. He used to take a mashkin to make sure he'll get it back. Mari Marume, Vacher Yontif. And the other one, Ravavia, used to, make a trick. In other words, he would tell the guy, give me something, loan me something after Yontif, and they would hold on to it until the guy either said you can keep it or he gave him another one. Lokav, we have a shun payment to Ma'akbo. He'd hold on to something else and then hold it for payment. Pischo b'Shabbos, imchol yudal b'Shabbos. Our boss or felled on Shabbos, you're allowed to be makdish the korban Pesach on Shabbos. The chagigaso b'yantav, b'yom hakrovaso, mutar lahakdish. The day you bring your chagiga, you're allowed to be makdish it on Yontif. Right? If you brought it on Yontif, you're allowed to be makdish it. The afagav b'sman eluhem mishum shvus, ein makdishin, honi kivin d'akrovaso docha k'dushasin docha. Since the hakrov is docha Shabbos, the makdish is also. Since you can be makrivin on Shabbos or Yontif, then you can be makrish it too. That's the final answer of the Gemara. The meman acher mimo d'chsiv mitzvah nefashos. You have a whole group over every korban Pesach. Al pischo she kodesh va'omid me'asma. The korban Pesach already was mukdash. You're just buying in to an already mukdash korban Pesach. Agdushe makdash le roeh in the erev Shabbos. She odesh is a somechala. So the Gemara says that with case with the roeh. The Roa knows that this guy buys his Korban Pesach from him every year. So he saw it was Friday, and the guy didn't come. He was makdish the animal, knowing that the next day he's going to come. He'll give him the animal he was makdish for him. Ilui, mala bi'alma shakdishu bailam. Even if it's hektish, there's a special hider that the bailam should be makdish it again. But that hektish is really irrelevant, so that's mutter. You're being makdish an animal that already is hektish. Ha'viktani ain't makdishin, v'chobo sha'in kavu lahem zman. where does it say that you're not going to be makdish an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov? In a, an animal that you don't have to bring that day. Maybe it's not mechal, not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't bring it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Bring it a different day. She'ein hakrovos and docha Shabbos. The only things that are docha Shabbos is where it's kavua that day, like Korban Pesach. You have to bring it that day. Then it's docha Shabbos, b'moado. But if it's not docha Shabbos, then being makdish is not docha Shabbos. And if it is docha Shabbos, if you can bring it, you surely can be makdish it.